have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It is Friday. Relaxed day. No subject, and kind of get it off your chest today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, doozy. Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to go and do what you do, but you're not like, I wish I could just sit and watch the show, but I got to go and buy some punchy coffee. So you can podcast the show, and then go and still listen on your phone. Anywhere in the world, no matter what you're doing and where you are. And it doesn't matter. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or bond JLP Cash App, bond JLP Cash App. So it's Friday. And Friday's like get it off your chest day, as I said. Fridays are the opportunity to express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you.
Oh, my God.
I'm no better than you.
Hell no.
You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy.
I can't read.
And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to.
Breaking news tonight related to the blizzard. A tense scene this afternoon when several New York City police officers were injured when they were pelted with chunks of snow in Washington Square Park.
No rules, no rules.
Wow.
welcome to our mad little circus.
Dela and I are delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making.
Are they going to say sorry?
What a mess. What a mess, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. People gone crazy. And they have gone crazy. Couple things I want to mention before I get to your calls and your super chats. And we're going to catch up on the super chats we didn't finish yesterday. I believe there was some left over. Have you ever, for those men and women who are working on themselves, and those who you might decide, I want to work on myself to overcome, have you ever thought about the unnecessary, how many unnecessary, useless, how many unnecessary and useless thoughts that you have? Have you ever just, in working on yourself, men and women, those who have been doing it already, have you ever thought about that? All these unnecessary, useless thoughts that you have, and where are they coming from? Why do I keep identifying with them? How can I be free from them? I was talking to a young lady yesterday, and that's what made me think of this, is that she was like, Jesse, the thoughts are driving me crazy, and I don't know how to get out of them. I feel like I'm going crazy, and I don't know how to stop it. That's every human being on the planet. You ever thought about that? Thoughts about your past or your future. Thoughts about who likes you or don't like you. Thoughts about your job or no job. Your marriage or no marriage. Your kids. All kind of useless, unnecessary, so-called thoughts that you call good and bad. And they both are evil. Know thyself. But I want to, I've noticed something. I've noticed this for years. And it truly has gotten worse. And I know why, but I don't think most people know why, nor do they care. Even the guys don't know why, and they might be concerned. I don't know. But I've noticed this. There is a wicked, evil, and destructive attack on males. All ages, all races. This is not just a certain race or a certain age. Men, males, are the most hated species on the planet. And they are truly, truly under attack for destruction. And in every area you could think of, men are under attack. Males, men are under attack. And I don't hear conservative people, Christian people, conservative people, religious people, all religion, liberal people, atheist people, any color people speaking out against it or trying to stop it. Now, there are a few young people, I think, that are trying to stop it, young men, but they're doing it the wrong way and they're making it worse. But men are under attack, and mostly by women. And yes, a lot of men are attacking other men too. A lot of men, like a woman, they attack other men too. They are helping to destroy themselves. In the same way that white people help their enemies of color to destroy them, there are white people who literally help other people to destroy them in their destruction. They're like, yes, I'm racist. I have white privilege. I this and I that. It's all lies, but they're helping themselves to be destroyed in their own countries. And in the same way, men are being destroyed. And in so many different ways, but I was reflecting, I was watching the news the other night, last night, and there was this talk about Epstein file. And what I've noticed, unless I missed something, that all the majority, if not all, so I don't know, I haven't seen the whole thing, so I don't know, is attack upon men. They're trying death, and men are falling by the wayside like nothing going on. They're being knocked out like rollerball pins. It's like nobody was at Epstein's party but men. And they're not blaming the women for anything. They're not showing their faces. They're not saying the women are at fault for their own being there and anything. It's like everything that happened at that event, and I don't know what happened, it's all the men's fault and the women had nothing to do with it. They were just all victims. So we're going to hide their faces and let them accuse you for the pleasure of destroying men. It's the dirtiest thing I ever seen. And it's so apparent, I don't know how anyone misses it. Miss it. Men are destroyed on every area of life. And I know why. And I got an example, a couple other examples of how men are being destroyed. And they always hide the woman in the background, which are, and you know how women, not all, but most, those women who are working on themselves, they have stopped doing this. But you know how women, it's so easy for them to just lie and make up things on men. And then they cry. And you and I know when they're crying, they're lying. If you want to know when a woman is wicked or a man, watch them cry. When you're looking at a person who's crying, you're looking at pure evil and deceit. Inwardly, they're burning in wickedness. And that's why they're crying. And so with these the destruction of the men, they nearly always leave the woman undercover. They put a spot of those things in front of her face, and she just lies to destroy men. And so I'm looking at this thing yesterday on this news item, this news show, and they're like destroying the men, and they act like the women that were there were forced to be there, and I don't know if they were or not, but they're not showing the women. The woman is the victim. Women are not victim, folks. Women are daughters of the devil until they start to overcome. They can overcome the devil, the nature of the devil. And there are women who are overcoming. I talk to them and work with them all every day. But you don't know that. You're allowing these women to destroy the sons of God. And then the sons of God are helping these women destroy the sons of God themselves. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And the Christian women are no different. They're no better. these so-called conservative Christian women, they hate men too. And if you watch them closely, they get a gleeful joy out of destroying men. If society was fair, and it's not, if you got to showboat, if you got to accuse the men, at least bring the women forward, too, who are making the accusation. I don't know what happened with Epstein Party, and I don't care, really. But those men did not just do it on their own. Some other females participated, willingly, too. Where are they? Men, women are being used, and some of them gratefully, to destroy you because you are sons of God. And those women who are doing it are daughters of Satan. They're evil. And evil hate God. Evil hate God. But evil cannot touch God at all. And so what it does, it goes to the next best thing, the sons of God. Because you represent life on earth, which is the light of God. You may be a beta dot light. You may be weak. But you still represent the Father. You may have turned away from the Father, and so you're like, got mad and left home because you're encouraged by your mother, but you're still the sons of God. And these women, church women, non-church women, all women, except for those women who are overcoming now, they're being used in the government, in businesses, in the homes, in the schools, in the churches, in the out and about, to destroy you, and you don't see what's happening to you. You have been given the power to defeat evil, but you won't wake up and see that. You have fear. You have doubt. And you have made the woman your God, and you can't stand up to your own God. You're afraid of her. I'm looking at these men and politicians. In politics, they're literally afraid of the women in politics. And the women know it, and they are, you know, Trump said, y'all crazy. They're literally crazy. And the men follow them, and they're suffering. Any man that listens to a woman is and will suffer, including when you listen to your mama. Do what you want. And then they pretend that the women are brave survivors. They always call the women survivors. If anything, the man is surviving the woman because evil is ruling over him. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. And evil is on this earth, but it works through human beings. It starts through the mother, through the woman. And yes, men become like their mother. They become evil. And that's why they act like women, and they have no love. They don't point you in the right way. They attack just like a woman because they have the spirit, the mind, and emotions of a woman, which is of her father, the devil. Now, that doesn't mean you hate the woman. You don't judge the woman. But you need to wake up and see what's happening to you so you can fight evil with good. Because right now, like never before, they are destroying the men. And because you're not working on yourself, you can't see what's happening. Forgive them. They know not what they do. And in destroying the men and pretending that the women are victims and survivors and all that, all lies. It's just lies. These women ain't no survivor. What the? They are participating or making up stuff because of their hatred for the men. according to Fox 26. Again, man, it's happening to you in the home by your own mothers when you're kids, when you're boys, because your mother hates your father. Your mother hates God, and she hates the image of you or the image of your earthly father. She hates that image. There are some women, and you hear them calling to this show. They're like, you know what? I am wicked. I am screwing up my sons and my daughters, really, but the sons and the daughters, really. I'm wrong. But the average woman would never admit that they're wrong. They'll destroy the boys and the girls and the father and the world before they admit that they're wrong, because it's hard for evil to admit that it's wrong. But you can and be free. But this attack upon men, and the men participating in it, is mind-blowing to me. It reminds me of the white people participating in their own destruction in their own country. And I'm looking at the women, when this is happening, they get such a pleasure from it. They, like, just love it, seeing the men suffer. And it's not them. It's really not them. It's the spirit of evil that made a home in them that was passed down from their mother and so on and so on. But those women who are overcoming that, that evil spirit is no longer being passed down to the children. Because if it's not in you, you can't pass down something that's not in you, and you're not in it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness inside of human beings. And in every area where they put women to work or be a part of, whether it's a committee or anything, there's always some type of accusation against a man. Eventually, they would accuse him. And 99% of the time, it's not even true. She did it out of anger. Or if she participated with the man and then got mad at the man because he didn't want to do it anymore, or she found out he would mess around with another woman, it's over. She cried, and the world believed her. They don't even question that she's lying. The next time you see a woman crying, just know she's lying and she's wicked. What's she going to cry for? What's the purpose of crying? If it's not to get support behind fake emotions. Women are very emotional because their small g God, Satan, is emotional. They're just like their father. Small father, but they're like their father, the devil. Fox 26 and Yahoo News is reporting. Former NASA rocket scientist Eric Sims is suing the city of Houston, claiming police and several women conspired to falsely accuse him of sexual assault crime, causing him to lose his job and his reputation. No such thing as a reputation, by the way. The idea of reputation is all an illusion. But and his reputation, after evidence, including text message and video, showed the accusations were fabricated. The charges were dropped, leading Mr. Sim to seek justice for his wrongful arrest. Watch this from KPRC2.
The criminal case is behind him, but Eric Sims says the damage isn't. Now the former NASA engineer is asking a federal jury to decide what that cost him.
39-year-old Eric Sim, formerly accused of sexually assaulting several women, is now suing Houston police and the women who accused him. KPRC2 obtained a copy of the 57-page lawsuit filed in federal court on Wednesday, claiming police violated his rights and the women conspired and lied to get him prosecuted. Kimberly Lau is the attorney representing Sim.
This case represents an egregious miscarriage of justice.
Sim was arrested back in February 2024. Authorities said he used dating apps like Hinge, East Meets East, and OkCupid to meet women and pretend he wanted a serious relationship with them before sexually assaulting them. Former Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg said at the time there could even be more victims overseas.
His predatory behavior with the victims in these cases.
And they use these, like, evil made-up words. His predatory behavior. They make up the word. And the reason these women can come up with words like this is because Satan is their God. And Satan gives them the words to say that will cause you to become emotional and take the wrong side. And this lady look all innocent, like a boomer you can trust. Look at her. It's pure evil. And so, according to the story, what my producer said, the DA was female. The DA was a female that was helping to push this thing along. According to the story, and just before the trial, a male DA took over. And he realized, according to the story, they're falsely accusing this man. And he stopped it. Where are the male doctors and the male lawyers and the male weather reporters and the male hosts on these shows? They're all gone. Females everywhere. That means Satan is everywhere. And it's not going to be anything but destruction. Ain't nothing good going to come out of it. And men, if you don't wake up as an individual and deal with this situation that's happening to you with the light of God, it's just going to get worse. Just 2 days before his trial, Eric Sims' trial, a new male DA took over, and his charges were dropped. Watch this.
His case was set to go to trial in February 2025, but just 2 days before trial, under the new DA, Sean Teer, his charges were dropped. Prosecutors stating there wasn't enough evidence.
They were sitting on exonerating evidence of Mr. Sim from day one.
Sim's lawsuit claims detectives ignored contradictions in witness statements and failed to turn over evidence to prosecutors that could help clear him. He also claims the women created a group chat and conspired to get him prosecuted.
Is he claiming all of those women lied to police?
So for those who actually went forward and filed complaints and provided these false statements, yes.
Now Sim wants relief for what he describes as damages to his reputation, future career prospects, and emotional distress. In a statement to KPRC2, Sim said in part, quote, "The last few years of my life have been scarred by a Justice Department that was meant to protect me, turned against me."
Amazing, huh? What you don't know, men, is that women get an inner pleasure out of bringing pain up on you, whether it's true or not. Inward, your mother is getting the same pleasure. Why do you think your mother would never let you go free? You got to fight to get away from her as an adult. She follow you to West Hell because she get a joy, inner joy, out of making you miserable. Making you take care of her. Making you let her move in with your family, whatever. Same way with our world, too. These women literally get a pleasure. The Christian women and the non-Christian women are to destroy men. What? What? I know. Why are you telling me? Because you're telling me and distracting me. Back in a moment.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry.
because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. What you don't know, and all people seem not to know until they start to work on themselves, there's this battle of evil is happening in your mind. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, and it brings on these false emotions. And you've been lied to all your life. You've been controlled by evil. You're being controlled by evil, but you think it's you. And these women are not innocent women. They're not. They're just walking around in the world and the men going around and attacking them. These women are participating. They're not victims. When I say these women, women, period. They are not victims. Just like the blacks are not victims, the Mexicans, no such thing as a victim. And I've told you over and over and over again, any person, male or female, who believe that they are victims or a victim is a dangerous person. A dangerous person. And because victims are always about themselves, they're never about, it's never about someone else. They'll do whatever it takes to get what they want. And it doesn't care what it is. They'll do what they want to get what they want. And it never mind how you feel about it. And you see it strongly in women and mothers. I hear it every day, folks. The pain that mothers bring up on their children, it's sad. And then they put these women in the workplace, and the same pain they bring up on men. And the women feel nothing about it except a sense of joy that they're destroying that man. And then they give it all these kind of names. She's a victim. She is not a victim. They are lying. If anything, the man is a victim, which is still a lie, because he's being seduced. And don't realize the devil is seducing him because the woman is his God. The devil is his God. Anyway, announcement. The Hake Report, a busy day today. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report, the brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. The FallenState.tv. I had an interesting discussion with Jason Mayhem Miller. Jason Mayhem Miller, a former UFC fighter, actor, comedian, and podcaster. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have perfect peace?
You say perfect peace? Is that an aromatherapy candle? Is that an intervention to make me more Zen Buddhist?
What?
The power of Christ compels me.
You know the Great White Hope, right? Some people call him Daddy.
I call him Gringo Poppy.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Why don't you love all people?
No, I do. I can love you, but still kill you.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Make my omelet, steak and eggs.
What is love?
Got to do with it. Got to do with it. Next question.
Today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, every Friday, brand new episode, TheFallenState.tv. And you can support The Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel by becoming a member or jessieleepeterson.locals.com. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Right after TheFallenState.tv, the American Anchor Baby. Flying high. He's a pilot, not a victim pilot, not a DEI pilot, but a Google pilot. And you cannot wear pajamas and flip-flop on his flight, on his plane, period. You got to dress up and look like you have some sense. No, what are those Crocs? Are they called Crocs?
Yeah, Crocs.
Crocs. No Crocs, no pajamas on the American Anchor Baby's flight. If you don't dress up like an adult or like a decent person, you're not getting on the American Anchor Baby at right after the Fallen State. Because sometimes the Fallen State go an hour, sometimes not a quite an hour, so right after that. And then check out Puncha TV. We have a brand new episode of Puncha TV, PUNCHIE.TV. All right? And last but not least, Fellowship on Sunday. All are invited to Fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And you can, if you're not in L.A. or the L.A. area, if you did not fly in yet to watch and be a part of it, you missed it. But you can watch it live on the YouTube channel there as it is happening anywhere in the world. Ladies, you are being used by evil to destroy the sons and daughters of God when they're little children. You traumatize your own children. And it's not you, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in you. And it repeats itself generation after generation until some male or woman decide, you know what? I'm not happy being the way I am. I'm not going to be this way. I'm going to be different. And they overcome evil by admitting they are evil. And anyone that has anger is evil. Ain't no way about it. You could call it good if you want to. But anger, resentment is evil. And it destroys human nature because it's of the devil. There is no love in it at all. You can ask the average woman, do you think men should play in women's sport? No. Uh-uh. Men are bigger, men are stronger, women don't have a chance. And these, all kind of women, whatever religion, anything. Do you think women should play a men's sport? Oh, yeah, that's fine. The woman should be able to do what she wants. May God have mercy upon America. And men and women too, and that's working on themselves. Don't fall for a woman's tears. They make up tears and knowing that they lied. And they cried because they know you're going to fall for it. You're an emotional person too, of your father, the devil, and you're going to fall for emotions. You don't listen to me. You don't pay attention. You don't care about me. Saying, meaning you don't worship me. That's what they're saying. And I really want to know your thoughts on this one. WHEC, the Rochester Police Department is expressing frustration after a city judge decided not to jail or set bail on a 19-year-old accused of shooting at his ex-girlfriend's house. Watch this from News 10 NBC.
Police say Andre Smith, in the green hoodie, shot up his ex-girlfriend's house on Valentine's Day. It happened here on Baldwin Street.
His felonies qualify for bail in New York, but he was sent home with an ankle bracelet and told where he could and could not go.
What does RPD think should have happened to him in court?
There needs to be accountability. We need to incorporate victims.
So you believe that he should have been detained?
Absolutely.
The city court judge is Van White. Judges are barred by law from commenting on active cases. But in court today, he said he was forced to remove the monitor when there was no hearing. The Willow Domestic Violence Center says domestic violence in Rochester is three times the state average. It's higher in Monroe County, too. Just before Christmas, three RPD officers were shot during a domestic violence case. And last year, 14 officers were hurt in domestic violence cases.
Amazing. Don't you see that since women have been allowed to vote? Think about this and prove me wrong. Have you noticed that ever since women have been allowed to vote, it just went from one bad thing to another, to another. These things wasn't happening like this when men were in charge. Yes, there were some weak beta males at the time, absolutely, and still are. But in the military, except for now with Trump in charge, nothing worked where you put women in control of it, including voting. They're going to always vote in an emotional, selfish interest. Always, until they overcome evil. Derek, was that judge a female of Rochester? A black guy judge? Okay, a black man judge, female. Men, you are under attack for one reason only. One reason only, because you are sons of God. You've been turned away from the Father. Just because you're turned away from the Father, that doesn't mean you still are not a son of the Father. You're just a lost son in your imagination. You're living in the wilderness of your thoughts, but they hate you for it because you are a son of God. And that's why you are under attack. And you're a fool if you support anyone that is attacking you and other men. You're supporting the devil. That doesn't mean we all agree. You don't have to agree. Matter of fact, it's best to either disagree or agree. How about not having a decision about somebody else's life, period? But you are neither agree nor disagree. you're making a horrible decision is when you are supporting the destruction of the sons of God. And that's what you're doing, and you will pay for it because you're next. Just because you get behind these women and these weak men to destroy other men, they'll turn on you too. They don't care about you. Say something or do something they don't like or disagree with. They'll turn on you too. Just like that. The group will turn on members of the group when you disagree with them. Remember Black Lives Matter, how when they were destroying America in that riot and destroying America and those white people that were supporting them? The moment one white person disagreed with them, they turned on them just like that. That's how it is in your family, in your workplace, in your friendships, in your businessships, in any kind of ship. Human beings don't have love. They only have hate. And they will turn on you. The Spirit of Truth said, do not trust an angry person. An angry person is evil. It's a murderer. And angry people always look for someone to agree with them because they cannot stand alone. They got to have other devils to agree with them. And then they say, see, I must be right. They agree with me. So I must be right, knowing that they're wrong. But they got other devils, whether male or female devils, agreeing with them. And then they'll turn on you if you disagree. Why don't you wake up and see what's happening? What's wrong with waking up and seeing what's happening? Why don't you be free? Why would you be a slave all your life to your imagination and emotions? Anyone that's into emotion is a slave. Well, the so-called good, happy-feeling emotions or so-called bad, bad emotions. And the crying emotion is the worst one. That's why people cry at the bat of an eye. So neither agree nor disagree and see what life is like. It's amazing. And you can live that way. You were created to live that way. God and his son neither agree or disagree with you because they know what's going on. And you can too. What a mess. Let me go to Tom, a first-time caller out of Canada. Tom, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Tom.
How are you?
All is well.
I have a question for you. So I went to my parents, and I did forgive them. I actually called them because I moved. So I used to live in Toronto. And then I moved to Edmonton.
Okay.
So it's pretty far.
Okay.
We drove like three to four. I think it was 3 days we drove. And so when I called them, I told them I forgive them and that I don't have any hatred towards them anymore. And but the thing is, like, I was also telling them at the same time, like what my sister did, because at the same time, my sister was always like she was never doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And I was doing everything wrong. So the reason why I kind of had hatred towards them is because they're like strong Christians. They would go to church every Sunday and I was kind of confused when my sister went living with somebody at age 16. She went out to live with a guy. He was 18. And then after that, they broke up, and she became a lesbian. And then And then I was like, what the hell is going on? And they were constantly on my ass for, like, smoking weed and stuff. and like doing bad things, like getting in trouble with the law. But the thing is, like, they were always protecting her. And I had that hatred also because I was always wanting to have a relationship with her, but she was always constantly pushing me away.
Okay.
So the thing is, like, I had hatred for her, and I was wondering also because I didn't call her and message her yet to say I forgive you. Is that something I know I should do? But I'm thinking like I did it wrong because when I went to them, instead of just being quiet, I tried to get them to agree that they were wrong. And my mom just wouldn't say, yeah, I was wrong. And I'm like, can you at least accept that you guys were wrong for one thing? And they wouldn't do it.
You should like, never, ever, dad, ever try to get the devil to admit that the devil is wrong. The devil is never going to admit that.
Yeah, I know that. And did I do it wrong, though?
No, like, you're fine.
Do I go back to that?
No, you're fine. You don't need to go back. And the voices that are telling you to go back, that you did it wrong, don't believe it. All thoughts are all lies. Don't fall for it.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you
And about your sister, do you still resent your sister? Or do you understand that because girls are of their father, the devil, when they're a little girl, the mothers and most of the time the father is going to always take the side of the devil because the parents are evil. So then the girls grow up and they still pretend to be victims. And just the way it is because it's evil.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that I don't have any hatred because if she contacted me right now and said, hey, I want to come and meet you, and because I have two children, she has a kid, young kids, and I would love for them to reconnect, right? And for us to reconnect, but she never wanted it. When I got a girlfriend, one thing I was so happy about was, oh, I got a girlfriend now, and she's like, she has a boyfriend. We can go out for a movie, something like have some fun together. And she didn't want any of it. She like she hated me for some reason. It's because I wanted attention from her when I was young. So I kept like maybe bothering her.
Is she older or younger than you?
She's younger than me. She's 2 years younger than me.
So as an adult, why do you want attention from her at all?
No, not now. This is when previously I'm married now.
Okay.
So I had a kid out of wedlock, but at the same time we got married. We were supposed to get married, and we found out that we're gonna have a child. So 1 month after we got married, and so I thought everything was gonna go hunky-dory, but because when you told me like you have to get married and everything's gonna be fine then, but the thing is I married like my basically my mother because like you said she won't admit any wrong that she's doing.
Tom, hold and on now, for me. Can you hold?
Yep, sure.
Take a break.
Sure.
2 more hours to go. Back in a moment, folks. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Mm-hmm.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour one already of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest today, the 27th of February, AD 2026. Tomorrow is the last day of the month. Church on Sunday will be March 1st, AD 2026. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, that is. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in if you're not on hold already. Every so often, you will get a busy signal, but just in case a line opens up, I do recommend you try every so often, or as you hear JLP wrap up with another caller. Hang on, callers and super chatters. We have seen your super chats rolling in, and we appreciate them. We shall read them in the coming hours, if it be the Lord's will, and the creek doesn't rise, of course. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports nearly 8,000 images from around the world. The ball Earth, the beautiful globe, shout out, were submitted for the Underwater Photographer of the Year 2026 competition. In the end, Australian, g'day mate, photographer, claimed the top prize for capturing a tender moment of elephant seal pups nuzzling in a rock pool. Well, isn't that special? Congratulations. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton did their deposition mess, I guess, right? Something like that? Or they're doing it? Former President Bill Clinton, a liar, and set to be questioned today about his past relationship with the late supposed sex offender / Democrat donor Jeffrey Epstein. Documents show how Clinton traveled on Epstein's private plane 16 times. Not that there's anything wrong with that necessarily, right? Though he has maintained his interactions with Epstein took place before the financier's crimes were exposed. On Thursday, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she's a former first lady as well, and I forget what, she tried to run for president against Trump. Trump stomped her, metaphorically speaking. Right, okay. Concluded hours of defiant testimony. She was defiant as usual, right? Remember her, what difference at this point does it make? And then she contradicted herself. Anyway, that was before the House Oversight Committee, repeatedly saying she had no ties with Epstein nor his criminal conduct. She also, she has her own stuff. she also blasted GOP lawmakers for fixating on her instead of questioning our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and others named, supposedly, in the Epstein files, which is dumb. Neither of the Clintons nor Trump have been accused of by any law enforcement of any criminal wrongdoing related to Epstein. In your face. And Iran tensions. Vice President J.D. Vance on Thursday sought to reassure Americans who are uneasy about the prospect of the United States entering a prolonged conflict in the Middle East. As our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, weighs whether to take military action against Iran. Quote, the idea that we're going to be in a Middle Eastern war for years with no end in sight, there is no chance that will happen, quote unquote. Vance told the Washington Compost. Scum of the earth, rag, shout out. Trump has been briefed on potential military options in Iran, sources say, but it's unclear whether he would authorize a strike or continue pursuing a diplomatic path as negotiations unfold. The United States held talks with Iran in Geneva, Switzerland, I think, right? That's where that is. On Thursday, yesterday, some signs of progress, no major breakthrough. There's this, I guess, company called Anthropic Artificial Intelligence Company. It's an American company, supposedly. Has until 5:01 p.m. Eastern time today to comply with the Pentagon's demands or risk being designated a supply chain risk, a label reserved usually for companies tied to foreign adversaries. The Pentagon uses Anthropic's Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, Claude, like a person's name, AI system, on its classified networks. They want broad authority to use it for all lawful purposes, but Anthropic has two red lines for the Pentagon that they won't allow. No use of autonomous weapons and no mass surveillance on U.S. citizens. Whatever. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races. I've been talking so much, so I'm losing my voice. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say it? Did Jesus say you must be born again? No, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. We're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Last day. It is. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a car baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you.
I'm a dummy like you.
I'm no better than you.
Hell no.
You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy.
I can't read.
And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, trying to.
That black man like, what the?
More breaking news tonight related to the blizzard. A tense scene this afternoon when several New York City police officers were injured when they were pelted with chunks of snow in Washington Square Park.
No rules.
Welcome to our mad little circus.
Dora and I are delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making.
They're not gonna say sorry.
Well, man, all this is happening for one reason and one reason, maybe two reasons. One is because women are in charge now, and because the devil is in charge of the woman and it's taking over the men and the world. And they call it woman power. What a mess! And if you don't wake up, men, and come back to your natural state of being of God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. It can only get worse. It cannot get better. Ain't no way. Even the women that are working with the Great White Hope, they are being obedient right now because Trump has the authority. And he doesn't play around. But they'll turn on those men just like that. And the men that working under Trump are afraid of the women. You can see it. J.D. Vance is so afraid. He'd rather deal with Hitler than just stand up to his wife. It's so apparent. You don't need to be afraid. Fear is not from the spirit of truth. It's not from God. Fear is of your father, the devil, and men resent their mothers, so they have fear of women. They don't know how to deal with a woman's reaction. They don't know how to deal with this or that, her emotions. And so it's mama. Forgive, and the fear will disappear, and you will have everlasting life. Let me go back to Tom, our first-time caller out of Canada. Tom says that he went and forgave his parents, and now his sister, he had wanted attention growing up with his sister. She would not give it. He's now going to let that go. Tom, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Jesse again. So I just wanted to follow up with that to my current situation. So right now, me and my wife are fighting here and there because also I made a mistake of basically telling her, oh, I found this guy. His name's Jesse, and he speaks the truth. And right when she heard and a little bit of thing that she didn't like about you talking bad about women or something like that, and she totally got the wrong idea from it, and she's like, I hate this guy, and I don't want you to listen to him, and I, don't you dare, like, listen to him in front of me. Is that? And at one point she was saying, like, I'm not going to talk to you. Like, basically, I'm not going to be nice to you if you listen to him. And I'm like, and I was like, I'm new to this. Like, I just started to listen to you maybe a couple, like maybe 2 months ago. And I should have just done what Jesus is asking me to do.
Yeah.
And through what you simplified from what the Bible is teaching, that everybody, if everyone in my, I go to Catholic church.
Oh,
if
Lord.
That guy, I don't listen. I listen. I try to listen. I try to understand. There's nothing I understand from those guys that are talking up there. I didn't learn a thing.
Yeah.
But with you simplifying the Bible in the most important verses from Jesus, the world would be a million times better. And she doesn't understand that. I say, okay, she doesn't like you either because you don't believe Jesus is God. And I disagree with you too, but I don't hate you for it.
Yeah.
I believe Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit were there from the beginning of time. And God sent Jesus down on earth. He's like, hey, listen, son, I need you to take care of this for me, all right? Because they're getting unruly over there. They don't know what true love is. You need to show them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what happened. And she doesn't. I'm like, listen, if you get that hatred out of your mind, that Satan that keeps telling you, I hate this guy, I hate that person, I hate that person, then your life and my life and my children's life will be better. It'll be like heaven on earth, like you say. And we'll get rewarded, and I got rewarded from God. My kid is extremely, extremely smart, and he comes to me when we're fighting, and he says, Dad, Mom, please stop fighting. You go over there, or he says, Mom, listen to Dad.
Right.
He's
on.
So intelligent, and he got this from God because I started teaching him just recently about how he shouldn't hate his mom because she doesn't know better because she got taught wrong from her parents and her parents got taught wrong from their parents and then on. So you can't blame anybody for anybody but Satan.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, so what my question to you today is, how do I kind of, do I just do my own thing? And because I'm not going to try to convince her anymore. Do I just do my own thing and pray? Because she said, did he get you to pray more or look at the Bible more? And I'm like, yes, he did, because every morning I have a Bible app and it shows me the gospel of the day, and I read that, and I also pray the rosary at night before bed, and it does wonders. And you know what's funny is the silent prayer comes after, because I fall asleep. I fall asleep in this deep, I can feel myself falling into the deep sleep. That's the thing. So it's amazing, because it feels like I can feel my spirit. I can feel my soul, like, outside of my body. And that's the amazing part, because you know that you're not part of this body. Your spirit, you're part of God.
And so your question for me is what?
Yeah, my question is, how do I get this? Can I do anything to get this hatred out of my wife so that we can get along with our lives, get on with our lives, and live a godly life together? Because she's close. She follows me. She followed me to Edmonton. I told her we're going to Edmonton, because right now Toronto's crashing big time, the market. Thank God we got out of there. Here it's very reasonable. So, like, you know, God directed us here. Even though it's cold as hell, I wish I was in Florida. It's California's hell too right now. It's like a hot hell with a bunch of zombies everywhere. Yeah, but
and so your question for me is what?
Yeah, like, I already told you. I asked you, how do I get the hell out of my wife, and like, how do I get on with my life, like, so that, you know, I don't have to deal with her hating me and hating you. How do I do that?
Let me first ask. So you have, how many children you have?
I have two. I just recently had a girl. She's
so,
4 months.
So
and
you
I
made
have
a boy
four-year-old.
First?
Yeah, boy first.
How old is the boy?
Four.
Real men make boys first. Amazing. Congratulations. You can't help your wife. You got to let her suffer in her hell all by herself. And maybe one day she'll get tired of living in misery, and she will cry out to the light, and the light will help her, but there's nothing you can do. So I recommend you stop arguing with her. No arguing with her ever again. If she tried to start an argument, let her argue by herself. Don't you do it at all. And don't judge her. She's lost and she cannot see, so don't judge her. Don't resent her. But you got to continue to work on you. The unfortunate thing, though, is that if she doesn't wake up from hell that she's in, she will destroy your children, because the spirit of evil will make her turn them away from you. And especially if your son is close to you, the spirit of evil is hating that, which means that she hates it, and she will destroy your son trying to get to you.
Okay, and you know how stubborn women are, and they never want to admit that they're wrong.
Right.
This is the problem. This is the big problem. If she did see her own faults and kind of, like, I don't know if it's them being scared of, I don't know. Like,
they love their misery. They love women that are not working on themselves. They love evil. Really, they love it. They are one with evil, and there's nothing you can do to convince them or get them to change. They have to want it as an individual. So the reason that she is evil, she want to be evil. She doesn't want to change.
That is messed up. I don't understand.
Why don't you understand that human beings are the way they are? Because they want to be that way. Everybody can change if they want to change. And the people that are not changing don't want to change. And that's why they're staying in evil.
Yeah, but I don't get how I can drop my anger at a tip of a hat. And
because
these
you
people
want it.
These people around me just want to keep that anger. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, because they want it, here's the sense to make of it. every human being that's evil is that way because that's what they want. They want to be evil. They want the pain and the thrills that they get from evil. And they want to try to hurt others with evil because they and their God, Satan, is one. So they love it. That's why they're that way. It's not difficult to figure out. They want to be that way. If they didn't want to be that way, they would change.
So you're saying, Jesse, that these people, they even though they are trying to be like find God or be with God or they think they know God, they just don't. Is there any possible way of, like, either, I know you say praying for them doesn't work because they want to change for themselves.
Right.
But is there any intercession, godly intercession? Like, can't we, like, pray every day for this to happen? Or
no.
What to do? No, you can't.
No. Why would you pray, and why do you think a prayer would answer for someone that want to be miserable and evil and lonely and jealous and revengeful and afraid? Why your prayer? How your prayer going to answer that for someone else that don't want God? God's not going to help anyone that doesn't want help from Him.
Okay, how about this? How about if I change and I'm like, I don't swear, I don't yell, I don't get angry at people, and I give a good example. Is that a way to change a person?
You know, you can't change anyone, not even yourself.
No.
So don't even try. I'm going to have to run because of time. But don't even try. You cannot. You need to get into your mind clearly that you cannot change anyone. And it's all ego for you to try. You can't even change yourself. It wasn't until you admitted that you were wrong. And that's the sin, confess your sin, right? You admitted you were wrong for being angry. And the Father starts to change you. You can't change yourself. No one can.
Right. Only God.
Only God. Only the Spirit of truth can change the spirit of darkness. And so I recommend, again, do what you want. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything to her. If she hate me, she hate everybody. She doesn't. If she hate one, she hate all. And so leave her to hell. Don't judge her for it. But you continue to work on yourself. Keep an eye on your kids, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right.
And God bless you. God bless you, and thank you so much for all you're doing.
And stay with the silent prayer, man. You do your little Rosa Mary thing, but do the silent prayer.
Okay. Right. And just one thing.
Yes.
Jesus did say, don't babble. In any, God knows what you want, what you need.
That's right.
It's in Scripture.
Yes.
It says, only pray our Father who art in heaven.
Yes.
That's all you need to, pray, that prayer right there.
And that's what the silent prayer is. The silent prayer is the Lord's prayer.
Right.
All right, Tom.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Bye.
Super Chats.
Soul Conscious bought three coffees. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Jesse, I've been doing your doormat assignment, and it is amazing.
Nice.
My ego suffers every time.
Look, folks, one of the best things that you, there are so many best things you can do, but the one is to become a doormat. Let people say and think whatever they want to think and say about you. Let them yell at you. As long as they're not touching you physically, let them yell. Let them do what? And feel the pain if there is any pain, a thought of pain about it, and die from it. And I give you permission to be afraid. Have fear. And then fear will disappear. The greater the fear, men and women, the easier it is to overcome. Even though it doesn't feel evil, easy, but it will happen. Have fear. You got my permission, but just don't be calling it you. And overcome fear with good by being aware of it and doing nothing about it. Thank you. Stay with it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Josh F., welcome the Fallen State YouTube channel member.
Right on. Thank you, Josh F.
Anthony L. with a Winky face, closed mouth smile.
Thank you, Anthony L. Wink, wink.
Moses P. Good morning to Jesse and the amazing team. That was a great first 30 minutes. All young men like me needed to hear the message to stay grounded in truth and stay present. Thanks for the amazing wisdom.
And you stay with it. And the reason you see it, where I'm coming from, the same light that is shorter to me is shorter to you. And the light will reveal the truth to any person who wants it. And you can't make yourself being a man. Getting a job doesn't make you a man. Getting married doesn't make you a man. Buying a house doesn't make you a man. Working hard does not make you a man. What makes you a man is when you surrender to the light. And the light will develop you. You can't do it of yourself. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Marcus G. Jesse, this literally proves your point about anger. James 1:20, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Take that, Bible thumpers. It's in the Word. 100 Christian cross emoji.
It's in the Word. In the beginning, there was the Word. The Word was God, and God was the Word, and the Word was in the beginning. Amazing. Thank you.
Josh from Georgia with a BQ response.
What? I mean, did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord, as a Savior?
No,
to be born again.
No, Jesus didn't say that. Satan has deceived the Christians into misinterpreting the verse, in order to get to the Father, you must go through the Son, meaning that we must accept Jesus as our Savior, to mean that we must accept Jesus as our Savior. Ultimately, this false belief works to deter us from finding God, similar to just about everything else in this world. Everything's a distraction or a deterrent from finding God.
Thank you, Josh from Georgia. Georgia on my mind. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And JV the Great with three coffees saying, no, Jesus didn't specifically say you must accept him to be born again, referring to the biblical question. Did Jesus say that? However, I don't see how anyone can be born again without accepting Jesus. Quote, you openly declare that Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10, New Living Translation.
Did Jesus even say you have to accept him?
I don't know.
You a homegrown Christian? What's up? Don't let your mama hear you say it. I hope Mary not listening right now.
She might be.
I know. Mary, he said he don't know. I want to know, did Jesus even say, unless you accept me, you cannot be born again? I'm just wondering, is this a question? Thank you, though. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
C-Bill, three coffees. Jesse's Zionist is those who believe Israel are the indigenous people to the land of Israel. And they are. Palestine never existed, says C-Bill.
I rest my case.
Matt J.
Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Matt J. Awesome opening monologue this morning, Jesse. Females and many others are always looking to take men down in society. Thank you for your courage, always speaking the truth on this.
There is so much joy about taking these so-called men, the accused men of the Epstein file, whatever that is. There is so much joy from women about that. It's mind-blowing. They're, like, loving the fact that these men in their minds are being destroyed. I've never seen so much glee from both sides, the right side and the left side. The accuser, these pedophiles, they're enjoying it. And they're hiding the women, pretending that the women are innocent. They're just victims. That's evil, and it's not true. No such thing as a victim. Thank you.
Skip log fire espresso two following to follow espresso two follow soon. Sorry, I can't read. I can't see right now.
What's espresso two?
Espresso two follow soon. I don't know. His English is kind of from the bayou, down in the bayou.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm not sure if he's talking about Punchy's coffee or Express Yourself or espresso or what.
It's not quite clear, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, as always, Skitlog Fire.
Yep.
Riley, listening to JLP show while I work. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Riley.
Very generous. Thank you, sir. No more thoughts, Buttercoffee. Jesse, I've heard you say there is no quote-unquote me.
Right.
I don't understand this. Is there anything in me that will be saved? What's the part of me that God forgave when I went to my parents or parent? Asks No More Thoughts.
God forgave you because you forgave your parents and others. And now he's turning you away from your false self, the nature which is of your father, the devil. He's turning you, the real you, away from that. So now if you stay with it, you're going to see who you're not. It's going to be made clear, and you will clearly see who you are. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Five coffees from Eric H. It's impossible to cry without worshiping the devil.
That's for sure. When she is crying, she's lying. I don't care what the situation is. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric H. As always, sir. Half Black Tony, we can't change anyone. Let them live in their misery. I've been sticking to the doormat system, and it's opened my eyes to the way peeps, as in people, are.
Yeah. Human beings are evil, folks. You just don't, because you're not seeing it in yourself, you don't know the depths of how wicked all human beings are. There's not one, but there are those who are overcoming it, and those people will be fine as it, when they overcome it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thormo9 with no message.
Thank you, Thormo9. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Louis. Louis, a first-time call out of Indiana. Louis, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Louis.
Call. Love the show. Love everything you do.
Thank you.
I had a question for you. I know you preach forgiveness and not carrying anger, and I agree with that. My case is a little bit different, so I wanted to see what you thought. I was born and raised in a cult, and in cults, they brainwash you since birth, basically, right? My family has been in it, you know, for a very long time. And I woke up when I was little, but I had to kind of just survive through it and then exit. But the problem is when you exit a cult, everybody turns on you. Your whole, like, your family, your friends, everybody kind of basically, like, abandons you. And that's, you know, the case kind of for me in the sense of my family turned their back on me because I started speaking out against the corruption going on in this group. And they were very, very just nasty and hurtful. And yeah, so the thing is, my concern is not so much about forgiving. It's about how do you deal with forgiving somebody that doesn't have their own mind in control. So like somebody or a group controls their mind.
What's stopping
them from hurting you again? Where do you draw boundaries and keep your sanity, right?
Okay. So, well, now I have a different question before I respond to that one. Who when you say hurt, and who is being hurt?
Well, in this case, it would be myself, right?
And who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Who are you? You say they're hurting you. Can you hold for a minute, Louis?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Like these videos, like the videos. I do personal shout outs for you as well. Birthday, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, I do it for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right, Cameo. And like the videos. Support us on YouTube, and thank you for your financial support to help us to help others as you have been helped. And thank my enemies. Some of my enemies even sort of supported to help. That's amazing. Thank you all. Let me go back to Lewis, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Hey, Lewis.
Yes.
So you were part of a cult. You grew up in it, according to you, and then you got out of it, and now they all, according to you, have turned on you. Who are you?
I mean, that's an interesting question, but in this case, you know, I'm a son. I'm a person who seeks truth, and I'm in many ways, I'm love as well. I like to project love and understanding, and I'm also a person that's hurt, you know, carries some pain.
And so you told me who you are as far as your son. You have what you call love. You're hurt. But you didn't tell me who you are.
I think I need a little bit more clarification about, because that's an interesting question that I'm not sure I have the answer for you, maybe in the way that you want it.
When you say you are love, you are love. What do you mean, you are love?
That I do my best to practice love to around with other, you know, with the world around me. I try to, you know, I'm calling for that reason, to figure out how I can be more loving in this sense.
And where are you getting the love from that you have practiced love on others with?
It comes from, I would say, my spiritual side of, you know, it's a very natural feeling. It's like a connection with something.
Where are you getting it from, though? If it's natural, where are you getting it from?
Where am I getting it? I feel like you want to say like a religion. Is that
what?
Are you trying to ask me if I'm like part of a religion or like?
No, I'm asking you, I'm trying to understand who you are, because I want to understand this person that's hurting. where do you get this love from that you say you practice with? Where are you getting it from? I don't have anything in mind. I want to understand.
Well, I grew up in a Christian cult, kind of Christian, and a lot of those principles I kept, right? So I'm a fan of, teachings of Jesus, right? Among other things, I feel like I gather a lot of those concepts from there.
Why do you think that you have love?
Because I practice it, practice a large part.
How do
in
you
my
practice
life.
It?
By helping others, being there for them, trying to forgive as much as possible. Part of that is calling you to learn more about it.
Right. If you had love, how were you able to try to expose this cult if you had love?
There's a lot of hurt being done, a lot of corruption, a lot of people suffering.
How can a person with love be hurt or suffer? How is that possible?
How is that possible? You can be hurt even from a physical sense.
You can be hurt physically, but how can a person be hurt if that person is of love?
I see that your point is you cannot be hurt if you are expressing love completely.
If you, Lewis, is of love, how is it possible for you to be hurt?
I wouldn't say that I'm completely love, obviously.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't say that I am fully love, 100%.
So
right?
You're not of love 100%?
That's what I would like. I would strive to be.
And so,
love.
If you're not of love 100%, how can you be of love, period? Because you can't be of evil and good. You can only be of one or the other. So since you're not of love 100%, does that mean you're of evil 100%?
That's very, I understand what you're coming from. But
no, that was a question.
Right. I wouldn't say 100%.
You can't you can't do 99.5. You got to be of love or you're of hate. So you're of evil. You're not of love. But you lie to yourself and say you are love.
So how do you become love
100%? Is that true or not?
I understand where you're coming from, yes.
Is that true or not about you?
That I'm fully evil?
Uh-huh.
I could see that, yeah. I could see why.
And that's why when you left the quote-unquote cult, you did what Satan does. You attack them because you're of evil, and you expose them. Because if you were of love, you would have understood. You would have wished them well and went on with your life because you understood. But you're no better than the people that you judge that's in the cult. No wonder they turned against you.
So you think cults have the right to exist? And
people have a right to do whatever they want. God gave them the gift of life, and he let them do whatever they want with that life. And he doesn't judge them. But you're playing God, pretending you're better than them, and you're trying to judge them. You're trying to destroy them. And you claim they're the bad one when you are the bad one.
Interesting. And what do you think about manipulating?
What do you think about what I just said?
No, I understand where you're coming from.
Where am I coming from?
You shouldn't judge anybody, and you should continue your path of love, and you shouldn't try to manipulate the environment.
And that's what you're doing. If you have love, why did you do that? And why don't you see that you're the one evil while you're accusing them of being evil?
Yeah, I think I know where you're coming from.
No, why instead of seeing that you're the one evil because you're going after them and claiming that they're coming after you, they turn on you. Why don't you see that you're the one that's evil? It's in you. They may be evil too, but it's in you, and you're as bad as they are. Why do you think you're better that you attack them?
Do you think I think I'm better than them in that
why
way?
Why would you attack them if you didn't think you were better? You think you have love and you're more righteous. How could you do that if you were of love?
How could I? The thing is, it's how do you turn away from people or children even being hurt? Like,
and how old are you?
I'd say in my later 20s.
You how old are you?
Later 20s, 29.
You're 29?
Yeah.
And so how, as an adult person, how were you able to attack them and judge them and try to hurt them in the way you've tried to do it? And you're supposed to be of love. How were you able to do that?
Because there's anger in there, obviously. Yes, there's anger from the hurts, right, that they inflicted. So, not just on myself, but others as well.
So what now?
Because you asked why. I said because there's hurt from a lot of hurt that they've caused on myself and others.
But they haven't caused it upon you. You caused it upon you because as an adult, you are responsible for you and no one else is. And how will you overcome evil as long as you are blaming them?
I assume in this case one would just move in through life, even after that you've been hurt by not accepting that one was hurt or not.
How will you,
really,
Lewis, overcome evil if you don't stop blaming someone else that you are evil?
I don't think you can.
So why don't you stop and work on yourself? Wish those people well, leave them alone, mm-hmm. Let them live their lives the way they want to live it, and you work on you to overcome evil and stop playing victim. You have no right to attack them at all, but because you're evil, you feel justified. It's a thrill.
And how do you draw boundaries, let's say, with somebody that wants to? Let's say that, you know, I live the way that you mentioned. How do you deal with people, you know, coming after you in a way? Even if you're trying to live your life.
By forgiving them, they know not what they do, and live your life.
Do you keep them in your life? Or
nope.
Do you?
Not if you don't want to, absolutely. But just okay. Don't judge them. But you don't have to have anyone in your life that you don't want in your life. But you do not have a right. If you want to be free, you do not have a right to judge anyone for any reason. Because if you of love, you would know that it's not them, just like it's not you. Evil is working through you and through them, so you would not judge them.
Right. Okay.
But you know better than the people you're judging. And then you go around and, oh, they belong to a cult. They're mean. They turned on me. And you find other evil people to agree with you, and now you feel justified.
Right. Do you feel like there's any place or it's appropriate to bring up corruption of any kind in any area of life?
Yeah.
Or do you feel?
Yes, inside of you. Deal with your own corruption inside of you, and then no one, nothing, or anyone on the outside of you can hurt you or even touch you. But you're not dealing with your own corruption. You're pointing out everybody else's corruption but your own, and you're evil.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Jesse, for the.
And do you disagree with me at all?
No, I can
I see where you're coming from 100%. There's definitely evil in everybody, and including myself. But obviously, you know, the desire is to get out of that because it's not good. It's not good to
If you desire to get out of it, you would take your eyes off others and stop throwing stones and work on yourself. You would go and sin no more, meaning that you would go your way and never judge yourself or anyone else again.
Right.
You would never play God.
Yeah, we can only control ourselves. That's it.
But you don't even know who you are at this point.
Not entirely, no. No,
you don't know who you are at all. Have you forgiven your mother?
Not yet, but that's something I want to do.
Why have you done that? Why are you busy trying to hurt somebody else? Why haven't you forgiven your mother?
It was mostly because I wanted to learn about how to keep the boundaries in terms of what I mentioned to you. You said you don't have to keep people in your life.
But when you forgive your mother, then you are in control of your life. And the spirit of truth is controlling your life. But why don't you forgive your mother? And how do you expect God to forgive you when you're unwilling to forgive?
No, I'm willing to forgive.
So why haven't you forgiven your mother?
Because I wanted to talk to you before doing it.
Yeah, forgive your mother. Her mother screwed her up, and her mother screwed her up, and so on and so on.
Right. So I understand that.
Contact your mother if you can by FaceTime or phone. If you can't go around her, hey, mother, I'm wrong for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself and have no expectation from her. Don't apologize to her for, oh, Mom, I'm sorry for this. But you admit that you were wrong for judging her, and God will forgive you. And do the silent prayer. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I don't know what that is.
Go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer so you can be still and let the truth catch up with you and take over your life.
All right. Great. Thanks, Jesse, for advice.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to a new caller, first-time caller out of New York City, Mike. Mike, you are on the air.
Yes, hello, Mr. Jesse Patterson. How about black? Because honestly, as a black man, I'm like that. How do you feel like black?
So what now?
How do you feel about black?
Mike, hold on, don't hang up. Because it sounds like you have radio on or something in the background, and it's not coming across very clear at all. So don't hang up. Let me go to Gabe, a first-time caller out of California. Let me know when Mike is ready there. Gabe, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well, Gabe.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. I wish I could talk with that last caller because he said he hadn't had any idea about the silent prayer and that's what I was wanting to call about. And the benefit done in my life.
Speak right into your phone, Gabe. Are you on a Bluetooth or anything?
No, I'm okay. Right, my phone.
All right, stay right close to your phone. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no. No, I wanted to call and express that I love how the silent prayers worked, how it's changed my life, and, you know, understanding and forgiving my mom and my dad.
Yeah,
we've done counseling before. I mentioned I went and forgave my mom, and
I've counseled
cried.
With you before.
You have. That's
we have the best counseling service on the planet for family, individual, by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, Rebuilding Demand, or call 800-411-BARN. Go ahead, Gabe.
No, I was just going to say that the counseling session, we had talked about the what ifs and everything. It's really good, but I just wanted to say how well the silent prayer works and just sticking with it.
Yeah.
And
truly understanding the freedom you get when you die from the self, your false self.
Yep.
I really wish I could talk with that gentleman that was just talking to you. Sound prayer is amazing.
And what I want to encourage for you now, Gabe, is that practice knowing where you are at all time and what you're doing. Keep your mind where your body is. Be aware all time of where you are and what you're doing. You have not seen anything yet. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I know that. I had actually introduced you to my 8-year-old, and she has the phrase now where she says "beta male," and it's just funny.
Amazing beta.
Yeah, but I had I've actually been teaching her the sign of prayer more of just like staying present. I told you when we did counseling, we had her in a classical Christian school.
Right.
And they learn the Bible, but I told her, I go, hey, the Bible is only going to tell you the way of how Christ walked and what he was doing. Christ died from the false self, so Christ is wanting you to be present.
Yeah.
And there is no you. You have to follow his example, and that's where I think. That's why I love Bible Thumper Thursdays, because I always hear these people call in, and it's like you said, it's one Bible verse after the other, after the other, after the other. I'm trying to teach that philosophy of staying present, and I hope that goes through my children and onto their children as well.
Right. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, and the spirit of love, which has made a home in you, will guide your pathway. It's already laid out. All you need to do is stay present and live. It's amazing. Thank you, Gabe.
It is. Thank you very much. And I, as to your biblical question,
Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
I've never read it anywhere.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Well, I put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, Jesse. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Bye-bye. Stay with it. Amazing. Great. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Gigi.
Good to hear from you again. How are you?
All is well.
Awesome. So I do have a question, and my question would actually be about forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to ask, so if a woman and a man, you know, mind already renewed, and they do have a child, you know, who is well-nurtured, you know, who has love in them, would, you know, the child still need to forgive the mother? Because I heard you say, you know, every child has to forgive their mom. So
mother and the father is of love, they're of love when the child is born, the child will be of love because the light in the mother and the father will keep the light on inside the child.
Yes.
And they don't have to forgive you because they will grow in love.
Yes. Oh, wow. That is so beautiful.
It is.
I
want to
really
That's why the kids expect parents to be perfect. And parents should be perfect. Hold on, Gigi. Let me take a quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. My bad.
I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end already of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Friday, February 27th, AD 2026. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with the JLP show. Nice. And the third hour is coming right up, y'all. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson show is the Hake Report, and then this is Friday, so then it's after the Hake Report, thefallenstate.tv. The Fallen State on YouTube, streaming as a premiere, also on the Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble channel, but the Fallen State TV on YouTube. There is a Fallen State Rumble channel. Very nice. Check out the Fallen State on Rumble. It has an archive of quite a bit over there. Very cool, including the new episodes. Very nice. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby after that. And then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Very nice. Make sure you are subscribed, by the way, to the JLP Highlights podcast channel or catch them premiering on Saturdays on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube. JLP Highlights. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports about that Anthropic AI cloud thing. The Defense Department said they have no interest in using AI for the purpose of using autonomous weapons, nor for mass surveillance of U.S. citizens. But they don't want to commit to that type of a restraint because they need the freedom to use the technology that they're getting licensed from Anthropic. Anthropic said Thursday they have no intention of dropping their conditions. I was telling you about that in the prior hour at the end of hour one. A stock market. Technology stocks are no longer driving the market the way they once did, per Commie Nonsense, if you're going to believe them, which I might, I don't know. After years of gains fueled by optimism around AI and productivity, the sector has stalled. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite has not hit a record in 4 months, while the S&P 500, which is roughly flat this year, supposedly, is on track for its worst month since March. Same time, stocks with less exposure to AI are outperforming. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, less reliant on tech, up about 3% this year. The shift reflects broader uncertainty on Wall Street over the AI boom, as some investors remain very wary of how artificial intelligence AI could disrupt existing business models and whether massive spending on data centers will generate meaningful returns. Interesting, huh? I guess, whatever. And the FEMA disaster aid issue. Trump administration is releasing more than $5 billion with a B in long delayed FEMA disaster aid through several, or at least a few, Democrat-led states where the president has clashed with governors. They will not receive funds, several sources told Commie Nonsense Network. Interesting. They will not. States depend on the money for recovery and mitigation, but over $14 billion has been stalled amid strict Homeland Security spending rules. More than one-third of that backlog is now being released. A handful of states, though, California, Illinois, Minnesota, Colorado, they're left out. They're being left out, raising new concerns that the administration is playing politics, so-called, with critical emergency assistance, so-called, some sources said. What a mess. And Warner Brothers Discovery, there's a bidding war. Netflix backed out of the bidding war for Warner Brothers Discovery Thursday, leaving Paramount poised to acquire Warner's sprawling media portfolio, including Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Interesting. Whatever. Savannah Guthrie, you know, her mother's been missing for like a month, roughly. She's the Today Show host. She does intend on returning to the Today Show. I guess she's been off for all this time. The timing is unclear when she will return, but catch the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's better. You know, it just is. Speaking of better, make sure you do catch The Fallen State coming up after the Hake Report. And then after that, American Anchor Baby. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Like these videos. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question on Tuesday, did Jesus Christ say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just got to run around, you got to go work out, or whatever, you got to go. You have a trainer or whatever, you got to go. Or you just want to get it done before your work. You can podcast and still listen on the show. Listen to it live on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday, and every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you.
Know you. I'm,
God, I'm no better than you.
Hell no.
You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy.
I can't read.
And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to.
But you just did.
Got more breaking news tonight related to the blizzard at 10 scene this afternoon when several New York City police officers were injured when they were pelted with chunks of snow in Washington Square Park.
No rules.
Welcome to our mad little circus.
Dilla and I are delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making.
Am I going to say sorry?
You're a gangster.
Well, the Anchorman made that video for it's so amazing. I want you to recognize that. What happened with the two black guys on the stage, according to a report, and we played it earlier this week, they were holding this so-called war show, I guess, and it was about a Tourette movie that either been made or being made, and they had some Tourette people at the event, I believe. I may be wrong. And the Tourette person yelled out the N-word. And that's why they were carrying on like that. The Tourette person couldn't help it. What the? But anyway, I just want to ask a quick question of my experts here. Hey, you said something about that woman with her mother, the mother's lost. What's the woman's name that looking for her mama?
Savannah Guthrie.
Oh, Savannah. Savannah, I guess her family had put up $1 million to fire her mother.
Yeah.
Would you put up $1 million to fire your mama?
I don't know.
Would you?
I don't know.
You don't know if you would put up $1 million to fire your mama.
Would you?
No. I already know.
What a mess.
Would you do it, Anchor Baby? Would you put up $1 million to fire your mama? Your mama watched the show, Anchor Baby, so be careful.
I already thought about this one in this, with this case. It just, no. But in this one, they're talking about $1 million to recover her. I'm like, that sounds like they're giving up. And, you know, for me.
Would you put up $1 million to fire your mama if she was stolen?
I might. Maybe. I'll leave it as a maybe. If I had $1 million to spare.
Oh, yeah, have one to spare.
This feels like a setup.
What?
Because
I don't know what I'd do in that situation, so I really am leaving it as I might, but go ahead.
You're supposed to say no, because that makes you, because that makes you impervious. That makes them not even want to try.
For this case, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because otherwise, if you're like wishy-washy, or if you say, yeah, of course I would, then they're going to try to go steal your mom.
For this one, I was thinking no, because they're talking about recovering, and it's like, okay, well, you're at that point, you've already given up. So I don't want to say that out loud. Like, just let the officers do what they got to do, and if I don't get a body, then so be it.
And so, would
but
you,
I'm not paying that million.
You would not pay $1 million to find your mama.
Not with the details of this one.
No, I'm not talking about the details of this one.
Yeah, when you put it like that, I gotta say maybe.
It's an open-ended question. Would you, Anchor Baby, the expert on the JLP show and the host of the American Anchor Baby show, would you put up $1 million to fire your mama?
No.
You would not?
I'm not paying that money.
Really?
Sorry, mama.
You're supposed to say, go ahead, steal her, I don't care. And then they're less likely to do it.
Would you put up $1 million, Kurt, to fire your mama?
Nah.
You would not?
No.
Why not?
I don't have that money.
But if you had it?
If I had $1 million?
No, if you had $1 million.
No.
Why not?
Because then I'd waste all my money.
What the? How about you, Hake?
I don't know. I feel like maybe she's supposed to, because she's in media and you're supposed to love your mom and you're supposed to like be big with your money.
But how about you?
A lot of money. Me? No, I don't know. I'm going to say, I don't know.
Derek says, easy yes. He will put up $1 million to fire his mama.
Nice.
But God forbid. But suppose in this particular case, they find the mama, is the mama dead? It's like a waste of money.
Right. Although some people put a high value on this notion of closure. Closure.
But if
that's
if,
why there was a lot of effort and money. I heard in the State of the Union address a lot of man hours labor looking for the lost, the deceased bodies of those last hostages over in Gaza with Israel, Israeli hostages.
They there put was in like a lot the 20. Of money?
Yeah, they were supposed to give 28 back. They only gave 27 back.
Uh-huh.
And then they dug and dug and dug until they found the 28th body. That's a lot of effort to find a person who's gone.
But they didn't know if the person was dead or not.
They
right?
did.
Oh, they knew the person
they
was dead.
They were quite sure, but they just needed to. They needed that closure, quote unquote.
No, I put up $1 million to find my mama.
Nice.
Easily.
You say that because it's easy for you to say because they can't steal your mama anymore.
Why not?
Because God has her. She went to heaven. like Savannah, Savannah says, she may be in heaven already. I think I heard in the news report. I'm laughing with you, not at you, Savannah.
Derek said, anyone who put money over their mama is already dead. Is already dead. I'm not surprised Derek would put money in the fire. Mama.
Me neither. His grandma prays for him.
Oh, Derek, if your mama and your grandmama were missing, come here, Derek, real fast. Derek is another expert on the show and my producer of the Jesse Peterson Show. Very interesting question, Derek. I said your sweetie pants.
Yeah, Derek has great genes.
Derek, another producer, expert for the producer. You would put up $1 million to find your mama. I'm sorry?
You need to unmute him.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
You would. And why?
Because money is nothing. For my mom?
No, your mother.
Money is nothing.
Meaning what?
They print it every day, and my mom, you only get one mom. Come on.
How many do you need?
I never put that over my my mom. How many do I need?
Yeah.
How many moms do I need?
Uh-huh.
I only need one, I guess.
Do you need your mama now?
Do I need her now?
No, do you need her now?
I don't know what that means. Like, what do you mean, do I need her now? Like, right now? Like, what do you mean?
You, how old are you?
27.
Do you still need a mama?
Need her for what? What are you talking about?
Do
I still want
her?
Do I still need a mama? Not necessarily. I don't know. What do you mean, need her? I mean,
do you need a mama?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you need money?
You need a mama?
I don't know if I need my mom. I don't know. No, I don't think so. What, you have to clarify. Like, what does that mean? Like, I need. Okay. Do you need a mama?
You want me to clarify?
Yeah. All
right. Do you need a mama?
Oh, I get it now. I'm just kidding. yeah, I do.
At your age, you still need a mama.
Yep.
Amazing.
Are you going to ask why?
You want me to ask why?
Yeah.
I can't even think of a reason that you can come over.
All right.
Why do you need a mama now at this age?
So she can pray for me.
What?
So she can pray for me. That's one extra prayer.
Is that like Mary praying for you?
He already has Mother Mary to pray for you.
Exactly. That's one extra person praying for you.
So if that's, and let's say your mama was taken away and somebody stole your mama.
Somebody
and then
my
somebody
mom.
Stole your grandmama.
Woo.
And then they asked for $1 million, but you can only have one of your mamas back. Which one would you put $1 million on?
Oof. You're making me choose between my grandma and my mom?
Yes.
That's so wicked.
They're making you do it.
That is so wicked. They're
you
making me do
that
it?
I got your mama and your grandmama.
Mm-hmm.
Give me $1 million for only one of them.
I only get one? Now, that's tough. That's tough. I guess my mom, I guess. I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I guess my mom.
I can't hear you.
I guess my... I couldn't choose.
But
are you making me choose? Like, I
have
to choose?
You want. They said that if you want either one of them back, you can't have but one of them. And you, I need $1 million. And since you say you need your mama,
yeah.
Which one would you say, okay, send me back? Which one?
This is a, first off, this is a terrible hypothetical, but I guess my mom, yeah, my grandma would probably pass out from all the trauma. So she'd probably be out laid out.
So you would give $1 million for your mama back, but not your grandmama?
I'm not. All right. Now listen, you're all right. I'm not saying what you're saying at all,
I'm
which is.
Which one?
I'm putting my mom over my grandma.
Oh,
like,
you
no,
are?
I'm not doing that. That's what you're saying I'm doing. I'm not
no,
doing
I'm not
that.
I'm saying that. I'm trying to. So you're saying. The people that took your mama and
right.
your grandmama saying you can only have one of them back for $1 million.
Mm.
You would say, give me which one back?
I'm saying I would like both of them back.
No, they say you can't have but one.
And I just can't have. Well, then give me my mom. Give me my mom. And I'm only saying that because I know my grandma, she has a soft heart. She wouldn't be able to deal with all the trauma.
So you think she'd probably die anyway?
Actually, you know what? Maybe I grab my grandma. I know my mom was actually tough. She'd actually be able to.
So which one would you get $1 million?
Actually, yeah, give me my grandma. I'll take my grandma.
And keep the mama?
Yeah, you can have my mom, but yeah.
Amazing. James, if you had to pay $1 million for one or the other, your grandma or your mama, which one would you buy back?
This is terrible.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Evil, man. What if my grandma hears this?
I would have to go like eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Catch the N-word.
Catch the tiger. We learned tiger. I didn't know that it was N-word.
Yeah.
By the toe.
Well,
if he hollers, let him go.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch the N-word by the toe. If he holler, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
No. No.
Y'all used to say that as a kid?
Not like that. I'd say tiger. Not like that.
Y'all didn't say tiger.
I didn't say the N-word. Nope.
Okay. Which one, because of Ty J, which one would you pay $1 million for, your mama or your grandma?
It's really, I don't know what I would do. I can't even say. You're putting too much pressure on me.
Pressure. Do you need a mama?
It's six on one hand, half a dozen on the other.
Which one is half a dozen on?
The grandma. Because I don't know which grandma you're talking about. But they're both in heaven, and they can pray for you in heaven if you believe that people can pray for you in heaven.
If like, they're in heaven, they're
like
alive.
Like the Virgin
yeah.
Mary.
Yeah.
Do you need a Mama J?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nick, if you had to pick one, they stole both your mama. I mean, your grandmama and your mama. And they say, okay, you have $1 million. We can only give you one back. Which one would you want back?
I'm keeping the money.
Oh.
It'll be hard. I'll be at the penthouse crying over them. It'll be hard. It'll be tough, but I'll be in the penthouse remembering them.
So you wouldn't pay $1 million for either one of them?
I'm keeping the money.
So you would not pay $1 million for your grandmama or your mama if they had both of them?
I said what I said. No. I'm keeping the money.
No. You wouldn't pay $1 million for either one of them.
Correct.
Amazing. Do you need a mama?
Clearly not. I need $1 million, not a mama.
How about you, Kurt? Another expert. Do you, if they have your grandma and your mama, and they say, okay, give us $1 million for one of them, who would you ask for back?
If it had to be $1 million?
No, if it was $1 million.
Wait, for free?
No, if it was $1 million and you wanted one of them back, which one would you want back?
Which one
would you pay for?
I have to choose. I choose neither.
But do you need a mama now?
No.
You don't need a mama?
Nope.
Amazing. There you have it, folks.
The experts.
They hate women.
Speak for themselves.
If I were emotional,
super serious.
If I were emotional and I had $1 million and somebody stole my mama and my grandmama,
yeah,
and they said you can only get one back, I would. If I was emotional, I would choose my grandmother.
Mm. Are you saying I'm emotional for choosing my grandma?
It makes a lot of sense because you usually like your grandma better.
Yeah.
She spoils you. She's softer-hearted. Right. She didn't have to.
You tend to like the grandmama better because the grandmama screwed up your mama so badly, and then the grandmama tried to be a nice grandmama, being nice to you as a kid.
Yeah.
And now you think your mama's the bad one and the grandmama's the good one, not knowing the grandmama screwed up the good one.
And all things being equal, you didn't have to deal with your grandma every day like you had to deal with your mother.
It's a lot of assuming. I just want my grandma. Is that so bad? Like, what is going on? Am I insane?
If they had your daddy,
all right,
or your mama, which one would you pay for?
Oh, my mom.
Easy. Over your father?
Yeah.
So you would pay $1 million to get your mama back
yep.
over your daddy?
Yeah.
And then he'd be annoyed every single day afterwards.
No. No, I wouldn't. My dad, he'd be able to fight through that. That's why I'm doing that.
Let me go to Gigi. Gigi, thanks for holding you on the air.
Thank you. That was such a beautiful, beautiful one that you had with moms and dad and grandmas.
Yeah.
Good one. Good one. Okay.
Gigi, which one would you pay for? No, let me just ask this simple way. If they stole your mama, would you pay $1 million to get your mama back?
Yes, I will.
And why?
Because, I mean, money doesn't mean much to me. My mom is everything to me. Not everything. God is everything. But I'll choose my mom to just keep her.
Do you need a mama?
I don't.
You don't need a mama?
No, I do not.
Well, why would you pay $1 million for?
To keep her alive, to make her safe.
Why?
I mean, if somebody's holding her, they could be torturing her or something, and I don't want anybody to torture my mom.
Why? Why not?
She doesn't deserve to be tortured. Nobody deserves to be tortured.
That's right.
Amazing.
That's right.
All right, Gigi. So the question, if you as a mother, was when you had a child and you were of love and your husband's of love, the kids would be fine. And that's why we're supposed to be perfect so that if we make kids, you don't have to have kids or marry. But if you do, if you are perfect, your kids would be perfect.
Awesome.
Amazing.
So you really helped me a lot because I started listening to you like a week ago or maybe this week. I don't remember. I think this week. And, you know, I was able to talk to my daughter and, you know, just help her to, you know, I was a single mom and I actually told her to forgive me, you know, listening to you. And, you know, she was able to tell me, yes, I forgive you, because I know that the anger in me then was causing me to, you know, have an attitude with her and hit her and all of that. And so, is it okay? Because I know most children will not be able to tell their moms that, oh, I forgive you, because they'd probably be afraid.
Right.
And the mom will be like, oh, after everything I've done for you, what do you mean you forgive me? So you think it's okay for parents to, you know, call their children to ask them to forgive them?
100%. Okay. The mother, the parent should apologize to the children for screwing them up because the mother can't help her. She's evil. And once you realize what you've done, then the kids may hear that and they may like, wow, I love that. But yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I wish you well, Gigi. You stay with it.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to the first, Beverly out of Kentucky. Beverly, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Happy Friday.
Thank you, Beverly. I appreciate it.
Yes. You know, I was going to ask you the biblical question, but since you're on this subject of this $1 million, you don't have to pay anything to get the truth. You know, I was, this is actually something that happened to me. I went up on a place where they were searching for a young man who had been missing, and right there stood his, it was his stepfather, but he'd raised the boy. And he said to me, we just don't know where she's at. And out of that truth, you know, I wouldn't have been smart enough to have said this, but the Holy Spirit or that truth had me say, God knows right where he's at. And the next day they found this young man right across from where me and that man were standing when I said that.
That's amazing.
So It was. And it's that truth, that same truth that comes through and delivers us from everything. So as far as the biblical question.
Let me ask, would you pay $1 million if your mama was stolen? Would you pay $1 million to get your mama back?
No, sir. No, I wouldn't. I'd ask because you have to put a demand on that word. The Holy Spirit, that truth is to guide you into all truth. So he has to show up. If you tell God, you said in your word that the Holy Spirit, the truth will guide me, show me where mama at, just like he did that boy. They found that boy the next day, Jesse, right where we were. Yeah, it was not. So I mean, he's gone on to be with the Lord.
Did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
No, he didn't say. Well, I mean, he might have said it, but it's not recorded. But the fact is just like that word anger is wickedness, Jesus, that word Jesus and Christ, Messiah, they're truth. That if you just take those words and put truth in there, truth is what Christ is. And so, you know, you must let truth rule you, lord over you, save you from the wickedness of this world. So,
you're saying that Jesus did not say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again. He did not say that.
Well, I couldn't find those words when I searched it out, but he did say he's the way, the truth.
If he didn't say it, why do the church say it? Why do they tell people you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior if Jesus never said that?
Well, like I said, they muddy the water with words, you know, but if you put the right word, according to the definition, the Messiah is the deliverer. Truth delivers you. So in that sense, this statement is true. You must let truth rule. It must guide you. I mean, that's your message, right?
Absolutely.
So in that way, and if you think about it, truth is, that is all that God's about. So anything against truth, that's Antichrist.
Amazing.
And the devil is a woman. I mean, he's maybe
the devil
physically is
female. That's for sure.
Yes, it's the truth. That light bulb came on the other day. So when you say it's the spirit of the woman, I caught it. My spirit. He's a girl. Look how he's lied and, you know, tricked the whole world. You know, most men wouldn't put up with that girl, you know, a woman doing that way.
Absolutely. So, Beverly, that's amazing. I appreciate it, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for everything, Jesse and team crew. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you, Beverly. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brian. He's been waiting a long time. Brian, thank you for holding. You are on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Jesse, I wanted to give you a call today because today is actually my birthday, so I wanted to call the greatest of all time for my birthday.
Happy birthday, man. Amazing.
I appreciate that. And one other thing before I get to what I called about, my son is going to be born in May, and it's my first child. I had a boy first, so alpha male.
Real men make boys first. That's amazing.
That's right. So the reason I wanted to call, sir, is because I live in Florida now. My father's still in New York, and anytime we communicate, it's mostly through text. He never calls me, really, but he's always, like, complaining, like, always, like, oh, I wish you lived closer, and I always try to give him, like, a logical answer, like, well, get on the airplane, right? And it's always, like, an excuse, but the last time we spoke, we were on the phone, and he was complaining about my grandfather, how he's getting old, and how he feels like he's the only one in New York to be able to take care of his parents, and blah, blah, blah. And normally I don't respond to my father because it just kind of turns into a pity party. And almost to me, from what I'm seeing, feels like he's trying to get a thrill out of getting me to respond with something logical so he can kind of respond emotionally. And that's what happened last time we spoke on the phone. I told him, you know, Grandpa might have to go to a nursing home, Dad. And he kind of snapped back with, it's not that easy. And all I said to him was, okay. And then it got silent for a second. And then and then he just was like, well, I'm going to let you go. And, it, you know, it was just like a real awkward conversation. Not awkward, but
that's perfect. Perfect, bro.
Yeah. I just, you know, me and my father used to be real close. And then right around the time I got to 18, he moved a woman into his house. And, you know, it just kind of became a mess. And, I don't judge my father. I forgave my father and my mother. I just wish things were different. And, you know, I know there's no such thing as wish, right? There's no such thing as shouldn't happen.
Right.
It is what it is, but what I'm trying to figure out is, you know, am I wasting my time? Because it kind of seems like I am communicating with him. And how should I move forward with my father?
You should only talk to him if and when you want to. And I love the fact that you didn't argue with him. You didn't try to prove anything. And you don't need a father. It's just that you shouldn't resent. Well, you have your father, God. Now you return to him. But just don't resent your father. But your earthly father, he can't help himself, and you'll be fine.
Yes, sir. That's amazing.
Amazing. But never, right. ever, ever argue with the devil inside of you or outside of you, inside of
him. 100%. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, Brian. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and Stretch Off on Pills. Back in a moment.
Individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 at the top of this hour, and then a brand new episode of The Fallen State at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report, and then the American Anchor Baby after the new, brand new Fallen State today. And I'll see you on Sunday. All are invited. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11. If you're around, come on down. If not, you can watch it live online. All right? You can podcast there. Let me go to, and I'll do super shout-outs for you as well, a personal shout-out at cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to Bo out of Indiana. Bo, you are on the air.
How are you today, Jesse?
All is well, Bo.
Good, good. My question first or your question first?
I didn't have a question. Which question?
The biblical question.
Oh, okay.
Which one would you like me to answer first or ask first?
Hold on, Bo, for a minute. I hear some speakers on or something outside. Okay, see if you hear noise. Okay, Bo, let's go for it.
Okay. I guess I'll start off with my question first. A few weeks ago, I called in and I asked you about our thoughts, and you were saying every thought is from the enemy.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
What about in the Bible when it says that the Lord convicts us through our thoughts from the Holy Spirit? How do we tell which ones is from God and which ones is from the devil?
God's voice is a voiceless voice. He revealed things to you. Satan talked to you in your head, disguised as your voice.
Understood. So you just got to battle it with the truth, because God is the truth.
And the way you battle with it is by laying your weapon down and just being aware of those thoughts and emotions and do nothing about it but be aware. Don't call it you. Don't deny it. Don't run from it. Don't argue with it. Just be aware of those thoughts and go about your day. And you can do that, Bo, by being aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times, rather than being in your head thinking about the past or the future or anything. And you will be walking with God.
Okay, gotcha. Because the scriptures are so true when it says the mind is a battlefield, man. It's my brain is so bad, Jesse, I can literally sit here and my hair will fall out from overthinking things and the devil getting in my head. And I just want to do everything right. And I think if I do one thing wrong, given to the devil, that my whole family is going to fail, which is true. in a way.
Yeah.
I just needed to figure out how to sort through these thoughts. And that's good advice, though.
By just being aware of them and stop calling them you, don't identify with them, because I promise you, it's not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. And you can't have the emotion unless you believe thoughts. So you're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're none of those things. You got to let all that stuff go. You got to die from it.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I have not. I pray nonstop, but I have not linked up to your silent prayer yet. I don't know what it is exactly.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. So you can calm down and let the truth catch up with you and take over. The prayers that you've been doing has been all vanity, and that's why they have not been answered. Only Satan answers those kind of prayers.
I know you're telling the truth, is because me and my wife, we used to argue really bad. And the other day, the enemy got into us, and she was wanting to argue with me. She even said it. I'm wanting to fight with you. And she started saying all kind of truth. And the past 2 months, I've been really, really deep in trying to find the truth in me and be connected with God and be a good person. And anyways, I felt like I was being tempted from the devil. She got, she's sitting there arguing with me. Probably 45 minutes went by and I didn't say a word. I closed my eyes. I prayed through it and everything just vanished.
But
before then, our whole life, I would have to win that argument. I would have to say my truth and have to say something to hurt her even more. And then if that didn't work, I'd knock the window out or show my strength. And at the end of the day, that would work. But the next day, she had then thought of a way to beat me. And that's a never-ending cycle, man.
Because you're fighting with the devil, and two devils are fighting. When you fight with another person, you and the devil are fighting. Two devils are fighting. When you argue and fight with the thoughts, you and the devil are fighting. And darkness can never defeat darkness. Only the light can defeat darkness. So never argue with your wife about anything. Don't argue with anyone. You have nothing to prove to anyone about anything. So stop arguing with the devil, and I promise you, Bo, you're going to walk on water.
Amen. I appreciate that, Jesse, and I appreciate what you do for caring enough to do what you do for everybody, and it means a lot. If everybody did that, it'd be a lot different world.
It would. It'd be peace on earth. But I really encourage you to do the silent prayer so you can calm down, and the truth will just take you over completely, and it will destroy the thoughts, and you will have no more thoughts except practical thoughts about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, your food or your houses. But you will have no more thought. You will walk by the light of God. You will walk in knowing instead of thinking about it. But you will have the voiceless voice to live by.
It'll be like an automatic verification. You will know.
You would know without even thinking about knowing. You would just walk in the spirit of truth. And God will be one, but you got to stay present rather than going into your head, into thoughts.
That devil's a trickster, man. He slithers in. He knows where to get everybody at. And I overcome so much, Jesse. I used to be an addict for 20 years, and I overcome it all through Jesus. And I dropped so much stuff, but now I try to really reach deep and find out the roots of causes of everything. And I figured, I found out that it's actually anger.
It is 100%.
Everything.
That's why God said, bring every thought into captivity.
Right. It couldn't make any more sense.
He said, your thoughts are not my thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. Your ways are of the devil. Your thoughts are of the devil. Have you forgiven your mother, Bo?
Man, I keep hearing you say that. I'm a white guy, so I don't know if that stands for me or not.
That stands for every human being on the planet. Anyone who born through the woman, it doesn't matter the color, Bo, male or female, rich or poor. Anyone who was born through the woman must forgive them because you were born through evil.
Understood.
Why haven't you forgiven your mama?
I didn't necessarily know what to ask for forgiveness for.
For screwing you up, recreating you in her image. That's why the woman you're married to is just like your mama. You marry what you hated.
That's 100% truth. That is truth. We argue the same way as they used to argue, man.
Yeah, you married your mama. And now you understand what your daddy going through. He didn't know how to deal with the hell of your mama because he married his mama. And you are married to your mama.
And my wife and my mama cannot get along at all, I think, because they're just alike.
They're two devils, and both of them want to control you.
Right, right. Yeah, she thinks she knows best because I'm her son, and she thinks she knows best because I belong to her now. And
no, she thinks she knows best because they're evil and they want control.
Right, right, right. I can see that.
Why don't you forgive your mama, Bo?
I'm going to when I figure out exactly how to do it. I don't want it to be cheesy and fake, Jesse.
Do you see that you have anger toward your mother?
Yes.
So then that's all you need to know. And do you see you're wrong for resenting your mother? She could not help herself.
I'm beginning to understand that. No, she wasn't raised that way, man. My granny was a very, very humble woman of the Lord. I mean,
those are the worst ones, Bo. Your mama was raised by the devil.
I'm understanding you. I understand. They're deceitful. I understand. I know.
The humble woman is the most evil woman.
And me and my wife has been figuring this out because she is a woman and I got two kids and we want to break that cycle and be, and at least inside our four walls, we want to follow the Bible.
Well, tell your wife to forgive her mama because you can't follow the Bible. You got to be guided by the Spirit of truth. The Bible is just a book.
Right, right. I understand.
So forgive your mama, Bo, so God can change your spirit from your mama's spirit to his spirit.
Because God is truth. God is truth. So if you're doing truth, then you are doing God's work in his image.
No, but right now you don't know that. You won't know that until you forgive your mama so he can draw you into the kingdom of heaven from within, right here on earth, and you start to walk in the truth. But you got to forgive your mama. He can't draw you in as long as you have that anger.
I think women live more for the world and for today than for tomorrow.
They live for destruction. Women hate men, including now, your mama.
My wife is realizing this, Jesse. She is understanding I've been saying, what you say on these live streams and stuff, and she's understanding that. So how do I get to be... to make her understand, I don't want to be a ruler and this big badass, and you listen to me, and I just want to be truly happy and don't care what nobody else thinks.
The way you do that is encourage her to forgive her mother and forgive her father for not protecting her from her mother. And then if she doesn't do it, you work on you and leave your wife in her misery. You can't change her.
Okay, and then she'll work on herself.
It's up to her because the husband cannot... change the woman's spiritual life, and the woman cannot change the man's spiritual life. You both have to take this journey alone. You can't bring anyone with you.
Okay.
So you can't. Don't be trying to make your wife happy. Don't try to make anyone happy. You walk in the light, and the light will work through you. You'll be fine.
Right. It'll show by the fruit. She'll
But she still may not want happiness. Most people love evil. They love their misery. They love the thrill of up and down emotions and living in their
head. I've been calling that out as it approaches. Yeah. I've been trying to.
But don't be trying to change your wife. You can't do it.
I understand. I got what you're saying. You'll just cause resentment.
Yeah. Leave your wife in her hell. God doesn't change anyone that doesn't ask for it.
Gotcha. You got to truly seek that for your own heart.
Yeah. Leave your wife in her misery if she doesn't want to change.
Okay. And she does want to change, so that's a good start. That's good.
Right on.
Now, brother, I'm going to answer your question real quick.
Does Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
I haven't read that yet, but I know, just let me say what I wanted to say. He did speak in parables a lot, and the only thing that I got wrote down for that was John 3:3. No one comes to the Father but through me. So he is just a replicantation of what we're supposed to be. Like, we're supposed to be in the image of Jesus. We're not supposed to, if we just accepted him to go to heaven, that would be a form of witchcraft.
And why do you say you're supposed to be in the image of Jesus?
Because Jesus teaches somewhat the same basics like you're teaching, just be a good person, be happy.
Were you created in the image of God, or were you created in the image of Jesus?
Of God.
So why do you say you're supposed to be the image of Jesus?
Because Jesus is the perfect fleshly form of that spiritual being.
Amazing.
That's the best way I can. I'm new to this, Jesse. I've always been around the Lord, but I'm really trying. I just got hard down trying to read the Bible.
I want you to calm down and do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer, and then just watch those thoughts, which are up, not of you. And the Lord will take care of you. The Spirit of Truth will take care of you. You'll be fine. But calm down and take one step at a time, one moment at a time, and you'll be fine.
I got you. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day, man.
You too, Bo. Amazing. Super chat.
Stephen M., please explain what Jesse Jackson did to help blacks.
Nothing. Everything Jackson did destroyed blacks. He had no love. Amazing. Thank you.
That was easy. The username is Jay. Are we sure Satan isn't a woman?
That was easy. That was easy.
So early 2000s. So late 90s or whatever that was.
Amazing.
The username is Jay. Are we sure Satan isn't a woman?
Satan is definitely of the female spirit. That's for sure.
Brandy from Hawaii. Hypocrites. First take the plank out of your own eye you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
I rest my case. Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out. Half Black Tony, Jesse, thanks for being present and taking the time out of your day to speak the truth. I watch you and the crew daily. I'll be calling soon.
Thank you, and thank you for helping us to make that possible. Thank you.
Half Black Tony. I mean, thank you, sir. Anthony L., 1 million to find baby Jessica.
Everybody want to spend $1 million to find their mama. They mama, if you're black. Except baby Jessica's daddy. Thank you.
They half black Tony, I would say, sorry, mama, I ain't got that.
Well, how about if you had it, Black Tony? Would you have Black Tony? Would you pay it? Amazing. Thank you.
Roy M., women shouldn't vote. This is why we've gotten into the mess we're in.
Yep. I'm telling you, it's been downhill ever since the man gave the women the right to vote. It's just been downhill, and it's going to get worse. Amazing. Thank you.
Alexander G. Jesse. No I in Jesse. When you say be present, pay attention to everything you're doing, can you give an example? Is it like I'm in my room, I'm getting up to open the door, I'm opening the door, I'm exiting the room, I'm walking down the hall?
Yes. Absolutely. You're reaching across the table for the sugar or the salt. You're sitting at the table. You're putting the food in your mouth. I'm sitting here working right now, right? I am present as I work, but I'm also aware of what's going through the thoughts. I'm watching those as well. Always, if you practice knowing where you are and what you're doing at all time, it will be easy. Life will be amazing. Stay with it. Absolutely. Good examples.
Shout out Aries One Games for Rec, taking care of business, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes Five, thank you for everything, Jesse. White praying/thanks hands emoji from Hannes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Caesar or Cesar, three coffees. Jesse, I've been listening to you and Hake for so long now that my friend yesterday called me a Latin coon. Laughing face with tears.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you for your three.
Yeah.
He White, biblical question answer.
He White, did Jesus say you must accept him as your Lord and Savior to be born again?
Jesus never said he was Lord and Savior. That was what the people called him, and they called him God, even though he said he is the Son.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Tourette's is the same as ADHD or schizophrenia. Tourette's is just evident proof we are not in control of our minds and bodies while possessed by evil.
Wow, that's a very good point.
Don't all people have a form of Tourette's when we uncontrollably react? So interesting.
Every angry person is a Tourette person. Amazing. Anyone that has anger is Tourette. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa. Jesse, I think Winnipeg is the real hell on earth.
Ooh, Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is the capital of Manitoba, which wherever that is, that's in Canada. That's up north of like the Great Lakes, something like that. North of the Great Lakes.
Okay. Thank you. Not aware of that, but thank you.
It's like nice. It's a place in Canada.
Okay.
Descendant 88, do dogs go to heaven? I lost my dog and I'm hurting.
You are bait for hurting over losing a dog. What the? Drop the thought about the dog. Stop identifying with the dog and you'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Jesse, tell the story of Jessica, baby daddy, again, says Jermaine.
Jermaine, I don't have time right now because of time, but at another time I will. Thank you.
Thank you for your request.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken. I think that's all for now.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Thank you. Wow, I'm rushing with the clock. Let me go. First time call out of California. Gregory, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. I appreciate everything you do. God bless.
Thank you, Gregory. I appreciate that.
I wish I had the same things that you could do in the streets. I love everything you do. It's very amazing and blows my mind. But I just had a quick question for you.
Okay.
I have a lot of friends that are like they believe in science and, you know, things of the world, but I still try to talk to them. But how long do I keep this up before I give up?
You should give up right now. Stop preaching to people. Christ said, I healed you. Go and tell nobody. You just become the light. Work on you. And those who want the truth will see the light in you. Then you will be able to help them. But stop preaching.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you, Gregory.
God bless, brother. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Oh, amazing. Let me go to a first-time caller out of California, Steven, you are on the air.
Hey, Steven. Brent, this is not a first time for me. I've been calling all week.
Oh, this is the first time we got through?
Not today.
Oh, okay. Well, you're on the air, Steven.
Okay, Jesse, I got a real quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you've been telling me to be aware of where I am and what I'm doing at all times.
Yes.
And when you told me that intellectually, I'm like, why is it so important? Like, what's so good about being, and I'm like, I'm thinking of all these things of like, why is it, what's so good about that when I could be, you know, like my intellect is challenged by that. Cause it's like, well, I could be thinking and figuring things out and being like more act, like what's so, what am I going to figure out? Like, I don't get it. Okay. But I got to tell you a quick story. Cause so I go to house for my job. It's part of my job. I go to clients' homes to do whatever.
Right.
So I go to this client's house and the client opens the door. And all morning I'm like, okay, I'm aware of what I'm doing and where I am. And I'm doing that, right? And I get to the client's house, and he opens the door, and he's fat. And he's a grown, like, 45-year-old man, but he's fat, and he's ugly, and he's got, like, bad teeth. And I look inside, and I can't help but observe everything. And he's a big sports fan. He's got 49ers stuff everywhere. And I'm like, man, this is a grown man. And he's living like a kid, like a teenager, but his whole house is like a teenager's room. I'm like, that's amazing. And I'm observing it and just kind of, and I have understanding. I do have understanding. But as I'm walking away from his house, I finished dealing with him and I'm walking back to the car. And as I'm walking away, I'm still, my mind is still thinking about that. And it went away. It went past observation and discernment and went into overanalyzing. And
judgment.
I started judging him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started judging. So, and then I sat down in the car and I went, okay, now that I'm back in the car, I got to, okay. Oh yeah. I'm supposed to be aware of where I am and what I'm doing. And I'm like, wait, why did I stop that? At what point, why did I ever stop?
Because
and then I realized,
Because, go ahead, you realize what? Because of time.
I realized it was the judgment.
Yes.
And
yes.
And then I was like, so that, I think it's been revealed to me, Jesse, why you tell me to stay present in the moment, because it reveals how many, all the forces that are taking us away from that.
Yes.
And I'm becoming aware now of how just constantly there are things that are trying, and it's always resentment and judgment and
absolutely.
All these, it's judgment. It's
and
just
that's
pride.
That's why the intellect don't like it. The intellect cannot understand the things of God because the intellect is evil. That's why intellectual people are very evil people, and they cannot understand the truth until they're willing to give up the intellect, which is the nature of the devil.
So just to confirm, I know you got to go, just to confirm, was that the purpose of you telling me to always be aware of where I am and what I'm doing so that I could begin to see the things that take me away from that?
Absolutely, and you'll be guided by the truth.
Amazing.
Oh, man, you're absolutely right. You will see what is taking you away from the presence of God, from the presence of truth. Thank you, Stephen. I got to go. I wish I could talk longer, but I'm out of time.
I know, me too. Thanks, Jesse. Sorry I called so late.
No problem, buddy. Oh, man, stay with it, though.
I will. Bye.
Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Bose City on pill.net/JesseLeePeterson gifted the cookie Jesse Jackson helped the blacks by taking their money so they couldn't spend it on drugs and PS5s.
And keeping them in hell by keeping them angry with false lies. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all.
Super chat.
Wow. Stay with it, folks. Really. And for those who don't want it, stay in your misery. Stay in your hell. Stay angry. Stay trying to judge and hurt other people. And see how far that gets you. Your little thrills will run out. Amazing. But for those men and women who want to be free, keep your mind where your body is. As Stephen just said, you're going to see how this evil spirit of the thought, their mind, try to pull you back, and how many of them you have that's trying to keep you from being present. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. The hate report is coming, then the fallen state, and then the anchor baby, and then Sunday service. Bye. To the callers, I can't take any more call. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.